Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Beis Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem today we're finishing up the beautiful Simen Tuf Samach Aleph. Again, it's a very short share, relatively speaking. We only have a little bit of Ramah, there's no Mechaber, and there's relatively few Mishnah Berurah and Deir Shu footnotes. So let us begin. We begin with really the first words after the Ma'aril, and he says, the Ramah says, Im Shnei Matzos Shochvos Zu Al Zu Bitanur. If you have two doughs that were put into the oven, and one dough is placed on top of another dough in the oven, so the matzos are going to end up being one on top of the other. And this is kodem afiyosin, before they're baked. Asurim, you're not allowed to do this. Because we have to be concerned, the habi kematzah kafula, he brings down from the Ma'ariv vial that this is similar to the folded over matzah, which we said there's a concern that it doesn't bake perfectly well. It's going to still be chametz over there, even though it's in the oven. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkatan Lamed Vav, and he says, if the two matzahs are one on top of the other, hainu afilu rak mixas masa zu hayamunach betaner al mixas masa matzah zu. He says they don't have to be absolutely 100% one on top of the other. Even if only part of the top matzah is on part of the bottom matzah, that still will have this din. The reasoning is vatam lefi shemakom hadibuk, because the place where they're attached to each other, one on top of the other, Ein ha'esh sholechum, the fire, the heat can't get in over there. And therefore, v'al kein dino kimatzah shniskat lo b'mitzas. This is no different than a matzah that's folded over on itself. Here you have one matzah folded over, so to say, on top of the other matzah. And therefore, v'nesra kol matzah oyona u'matzah shetachtona. And therefore, the entire top matzah is going to be forbidden because its bottom part is not going to bake well. And the bottom matzah is going to be forbidden because its top part is not going to bake well because they're in juxtaposition to each other, the bottom part of the top matzah and the top part of the bottom matzah, and the heat won't go there well and they'll be potentially chametz. Now, v'im hoyo se kodim Pesach, if this was before Pesach, then the whole matzahs aren't going to be a problem. Only the part that one is attached to the other. Only the overlapping pieces. So all you have to do in that situation is meisir makom adibuk. You have to go and remove the part where they overlap. Im rochav gudol mimatzazu, with the addition of an atilas, kidei natila, thumbs width, about an inch over here. The top part, let's say, that was overlapping the bottom part, you have to remove the part on the top that was overlapping with about an inch more. And likewise, v'chein ki agavna mimatzah shetachteh, in the bottom matzah, you have to remove the overlap part with about an inch more as well. Now, this is all kodem afiyosin. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkat Lamed Zayin, wrote to Lomar, what's the Ramah telling us over here? V'hiniach shom ad shenefukach. You left the doughs over there in the oven, and you allowed them to bake. If, for example, somebody put it in and it fell off, one on top of the other, so then as long as you separate those two doughs right away, Nira Lahati brings up from the El Yerabah, that's not a problem. You can separate them because they never really had a chance to become chametz over there. They're in the oven, and you're separating them so the heat will be able to get inside, and there is no real halachic status over here of them being folded or one on top of the other. In the Chofetz Chaim Shaar HaTzion, in Os Ayin Aleph, he says, this is true, this din that we just said, even though after Chai Odom Kosav, the Toli Bepluktu Shalachok Yaakov El Yerabah, that this is actually dependent upon a machlokes that we had previously, in regards to L'inyan, Im Hechzir Miyad Betanur, Kishe Chutin Im Shochem. We said previously, if you had these doughy types of matzahs over here, they were still stringy, thready with each other, if you immediately put it back into the oven when you took it out, so there was a machlokes, does that restore, so to say, the oven's ability to make it not chametz, or no, it's already chametz and you can't put it back in because it's too late. So he said, even though that was a machlokis there, he says, avo kvar hichranu, we paskind over there, lamala lahokel. In that situation, we said that you can be makel. So to over here, one can be makel. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha quotes the Sefer Chemed Moshe, word for word, v'zeh lishono. And he says as follows, bidin zeh, in regards to this din of one matzah on top of another matzah, and likewise, v'chein b'din kfula, and likewise in a matzah that's folded over on itself. It would appear to me, hoya nira, dekol shedvukim yachad b'neshicha, if they're really so much overlapping one to the other, that if you tried to separate them, you couldn't. You take a bite, so to say, out from one to the other. In other words, the top matzah and the bottom matzah are so attached that if you try to separate them, you'd pull away half the bottom matzah with the top matzah. So then, ein iser b'zeh. Then it's not a problem over here, because the heat was able to get into the whole thing, and this is no different than having a slightly thicker dough. Varizekim matzah ovaharbe. This is not really considered two separate thin matzahs. This one considered one thicker matzah. The ein bezeh. he says, this is not a problem. Rakim shochu ze al ze, o dvuka. This is only a problem when you have one on top of the other, or they're attached in some way. But if you separate them, you'll be able to separate them. They don't stick together when you try to separate them. In this situation, then you do have to be concerned that the heat didn't get in there well. However, avalam heim b'neshichav, yachtov yudbaku, if they're actually attached over here, so much so that if you tried to pull them apart, separate them, you wouldn't be able to do so, then it's not a problem. So yavo al pi rov kishagibu rach bidabik b'li peirud kilu n'loshos kechad. Because this occurs only if the, so to say, the doughs are kneaded very well, and now when they're coming one on top of the other, it's as if they're really one dough. However, the Chemed Moshe says, "Mikomakum lo milaani libi lahachlit hetibze." I don't have the plates, I don't have the strength, so to say. I'm not full enough of myself. My heart isn't so full that I want to make a heter over here. Ho velo pirshu aposkim. Nobody else seems to say this. However, he says, "Ulai mitchila hayu midubakim bepeirut," because maybe the concern that they had is that they originally were separate over here, but. Because there's so much heat in the oven, they, so to say, their juices came out, and now, and only now, but originally they weren't. Nevertheless, he says, he says, well, I'm not going to be the one to make this cooler over here where nobody else did. Certainly, if there's any other reason that you can be mekel, certainly, then you certainly can be mekel. And these are the words of the Chemed Moshe. We now say the concluding words of the Ramah. He says, "V'chein, likewise, yesh li zar." One has to be careful. Shelo yigu zeh bozeh betanur bi'odan lachen. In the oven, you should be careful not to have one dough of the matzah touch another dough of the matzah while they're still moist over here, before they're really fully baked. Why? Ki ein ha'ur sholeit b'mkom negiyosim. Because if they touch each other, the heat of the oven will not be able to really get into the place where they're touching, and that could lead to boiling the chimutz, that could lead to them becoming chametz. And he brings down the name of the Beis Yosef and the name of the Orchus Chaim. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in Siv Katan Lamed Ches, he tells us that they're not allowed to touch each other over here in the oven, but ubidiyevet, if they did, im nagu v'noshlu zebazeh, if they did touch each other and they become attached to each other, kivin sheshneim nogim lamata b'chomatan, since they're both really on the hot floor of the tanner, and they have all the heat of the tanner, chom ha'ei sholeit lamata, the heat underneath the oven over here is making the bottom parts of these matzahs over here fully heated up, the shapir, and it's good, v'nefa kedino umutter. It's going to be able to be fully baked over here, and it'll be perfectly good matzah. Now, Deir Shu, footnote number 80 brings down, v'davka kishen munachos betanner sheyesh locho shem yiduku zubazu. He says, the only time you have this concern over here is if they're in the tanner for a while. But as you're putting one matzah in to the oven, and let's say you pass it over another one, and it touches it, so then that's not considered over here. So the Chazanish writes, Shein lochush, you don't have to be concerned. You don't have to be careful not to be, don't let the dough touch any other dough inside the oven when you're putting it in there. If it touches a little bit, but then it's separated right away, it's not a problem. Because he said, if you do have to be concerned about that, then you'll never ever have a kosher matzah. Shim Cain, if you do have this concern, yesh lochus, I'll call a matzos, every single matzah that you put in. When you're putting it in for a second, a part of the dough may fold over on another part of the dough, and it will immediately be straightened out. But if you're telling me that if they just are folded over on each other, even for a second, it's no good, so then you'd have no matzahs that would ever be kosher. Because the olam no fel chetze al chetze ad shemagalgala b'makel l'poshtu b'tanah, because everyone folds a little bit over in itself until you straighten it out. And he says, furthermore, ba'ofen ze eina matzos nidbokos klauzuluzu, when they just touch each other for a very short period of time like this, they're not attached at all. And even if they do seem to be attached, they immediately are separated by the baker. Furthermore, he says, in addition, even if they do touch each other, they're already no longer capable of becoming chametz, because the minute you put it in the oven, it reaches almost immediately, because the oven is already heated and hot, so the matzahs themselves will already reach yatzu lettuce, and the folded over part will not cool it down below that, and therefore it will definitely not become chametz. And he finally adds, Shekol chashash kefula einu ela kishenichbala michutz l'taner. The whole idea of the folded over part being a concern is only if it was folded over outside the taner. And then the ein chom hataner masbik lafosa kodem shetachmetz. And that situation where it's coming into the oven folded over already, that we're concerned that before it becomes chametz, the oven will not have had a chance to bake it, that it can't become chametz. Finally, in Dirshu footnote number 83, he brings down, Le'inyin matzah k'shera, shenogu b'matzah k'fula. If you have a kosher matzah over here that comes into contact with this matzah k'fula, which we said you don't eat, so the Mishnah Berurah already taught us in Sivkot and Chavtes in yesterday's shir, that in this situation, af imhi noshcha ba eina kiguf echad. In this situation, they're not considered like one entity. Ve'ina asrosa ela b'chdei natila. And only that part where they're touching needs to be destroyed. Albeit the Chazonish, as we learned previously as well, says, "Ba'ofen ze osu mishum chumras kfula." He is machmir over here, his own chumra, he says, because of the concept that the rabbis were machmir in kfula, so he's machmir over here as well. And he says, "Umashi regilim b'shas gilgul isa," at the time that you're rolling the rolling pin over the dough, "laniach chetzio echor al chetzio acher," that they often would flip one part on top of the other part while they're kneading it, the notes are kain marek fula, and it looks for a short time like it's folded over. So Rav Ozzer Zatzal in the Shevet Alevi tells us, Shaposhut, Shain Zenechsev Elekis Achatz. That's still one dough. So even if while you're kneading it, one part is folded over the other, that's not a concern at all. Ve'lochsh was a klal. You don't have to be at all concerned, Mishum Chumach Skfula. That, oh, now I had a kfula. That's not true. And he says, even if there's a crack as a result of this that's open on both sides, Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says, Meikra din ein mokum lochush, you don't have to be concerned, Shema lo nidvaka kepel heitev, that the when it's folded over, it's not folded over fully well over here. Chazonish was machmir for himself, but that doesn't mean that we have to be. Furthermore, he says, Matzah shenigmur arichosa, after you finished arranging the matzah and it's ready to be put into the oven, the yori shema tachmas, and you're concerned in this period of time that you can't put it into the oven for whatever the reason, you're afraid that it's going to come chametz during this period of time while it's already arranged, and you're not working on it, so the Ramah we already learned in Simon Tov Nun Tes says you can break it apart and go back and knead it again, so you're always working on it over here. But we pointed out previously, and we say it again here, L'chatrila tov lizor shlo lasaskin, you shouldn't do this, and the Mishnah Berurah brought down the reasoning because we're concerned that maybe if, when you go and rearrange it, and first you knead it, and then you rearrange it and put it back into the shape, you may not do it so well, and therefore, in this situation, you bostokim ukfelim. There may be cracks in it over here. There may be folded over parts, and then you have the problem of kfula. Finally, umatzo shenidbuku bem chatichos botzek shiotzos meanakovim shemenakvin osan. When you make the punctures in the matzah with the rolling pin machine that makes the holes in the matzah, so some of the dough gets pushed out to the bottom. So Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says yesh mokum lahachmir is that while you technically should be machmir over here, but that's not really called kfula, that little piece of dough that comes out from where the hole was made. If people are makel in this, fine. He personally says you should be machmir, but it's certainly not that serious enough a concern that if somebody else is not machmir, that you say that it's not a kosher lepesach and that you have to burn it. Finally, in the very end of Dirshu footnote number 82, the last paragraph he brings down, Umatzu shalonu shein dakus mod, our very thin matzahs today. He says, af chom hatanur chozik mod, and especially with our ovens that are much hotter today. So the stipe lagon brought down that ein tzorech lahachmir v'lisrof es mokam akfulos, that when you do have the folded over piece, it's not chometz, even though we may not eat it, but you don't have to burn it. And you can leave it in your house and eat it after Pesach. We don't have to be concerned that you come to eat it on Pesach. Because technically, it probably is in chametz anyway. And therefore, you don't have to be concerned that we should make a gzera that maybe you come to eat it on Pesach, you shouldn't be allowed to leave it till after Pesach. Because worse comes worse, even if you eat it on Pesach, we don't have a problem. We're only machmir not to eat it, but we're not really machmir that it really is chametz. Finally, in the Ber Heitev, in Os Yud Zayin, four lines on the bottom, he says, look in the Tshuva Space Yaakov, Shematir Matzah Nefucha, he allows the swollen matzah, im eino nireh hanifuach mibuchutz, if the swollen part can't be seen from the outside. However, avolim nireh hanifuach mibuchutz yeshles, so he says, we are machmir in this situation if you can see the swelling from the outside. With this, we conclude Simin Tov Samach Aleph and today's Shir.